Hi everybody. So today I'm going to do some highlights of the Pope Francis Saturn return to give you all an example of what it's like to integrate your natal chart, which is in green, and your Saturn return imprint, which is in blue. And this is his second Saturn return, meaning it happened around age 58. And it really does show us, you know, what we can expect to see for his place in the last sort of 30 years of giving out to the world in the context of what we're here to teach, what our place is, what has that enduring kind of steadfast quality to it of Saturn. And I wanted to take a look, and so you can get an idea about what it feels like and what information it can give you. So we're looking to see what natal gates are activated. Those are in green with a blue gate, so half blue and green. We're also looking to see if there's completely new blue gates and blue channels, which would be very strong indication of what we can expect for strong new energies in the body graph that he could be expressing out, or any of us, if we were to look at our own chart and see that. So let's take a look. What we see here is the activation is quite complex and clear to me. We have the root chakra activated up to the left to the body awareness center through the channel, the 3828, which has to do with having a very significant purpose this lifetime, to right the wrongs, to stand up against the injustices in life. And when this is in a Saturn return, we would expect then for him to be very active in this kind of role. He has North Node in the gate 28 from the Saturn return, which is activating his 38 in Mercury. So he has something to communicate. He has something about right and wrong. He has something about truth and purpose to express, particularly in how he thinks about it. And, you know, he's going to be an unusual being in that way, you know, a standout, right? This is individual circuitry. And we can also see there's much, a lot of individual circuitry natally in his chart with the 1222 already present, which is, you know, very often an individual career path where you are following what you're passionate about and expressing that in the world in some way and empowering other beings on a very individual level. This is a very significant channel, the 2838. This is the channel of Martin Luther King, of Gandhi, who are, you know, built for the struggle, built for the warrior's hero's journey in a quiet way. They're quiet, strong energies because there is no ego center. Again, you can see in Pope Francis's chart here, the small triangle around his heart space is open. So it is not coming with it in a way that is, you know, using the forces of the ego. It's more about truth. It's more about connection and meaningfulness and purposefulness. But it is a strong, strong clear hero's journey, purposeful, clear, grounding, caring path. Then we see clearly as well, I see the 214 connecting from the sacral center up to the yellow diamond, which is the seat of truth and love, and the various roles that that play in the world, and we can see how activated that is for him. Particularly knowing that he became Pope, we see he has the entire blue channel of leadership of the collective being elected into that role. That's what the 731 does. It leads the collective, usually by being put there in some way, either recognized as someone who can lead, and in fact being the role of that leader. We see gate 10 highlighted everywhere in the sun, gate 10 line 1, Saturn return in red, gate 10 line 6, the role model, you know, in Mercury. Gate 10 line 1, the modest behavior of value connected deeply with the right principles and truths and behaviors. So he has this natally in his north node, and once again we see it incredibly activated, exalted twice in the Saturn return. So this is a role model for how to behave, how to really understand the deep principles of truth and to live that. This is the walking your talk channel, and he has it guided naturally by his intuition, gate 57, but empowered as well by gate 34, which is the gate of principles. So it's a very strong capacity to act in alignment with his convictions. And being as well sun exalted, to just in a modest way know and accept his place and how to act in that context despite the circumstances as leading the Catholic Church through the 731. So here we have the modest role model, deeply connected to his higher self, a true student, a way shower. The 214 is activated as well from the yellow diamond to the sacral center. He's going to show us the way. He's going to point the way to truth. And he's going to guide and direct from realized knowledge. This is self-knowledge. He's a student studying about this and then being driven with his natal gate 14 to use his knowledge and his skills to guide and lead. This is a leadership from truth as well as the role of leadership with the 731 is a positional thing, and to use all of his past knowledge to lead us forward. The 731 is about achieving a forward momentum, so the forward goals are in place. Emotional system activation, channel of intimacy, the 59-6, we can all experience that with him. He's very approachable, isn't he? He allows contact, he hugs, he touches, he's one with, no barriers here. Gate 6, line 5, gate 59-2, beautiful activation, of course, for the approachable Pope. With gate 37, the feeling of loving and nurturing and family, and we have a responsibility to the members of our family. Gate 37, how his heart moves in that way to bring us all together, you know, how he is with, you know, not excluding anyone, but to bring that sense of connection with all beings. Gate 61, twice in the crown chakra, connected to his gate 24. 61, the gate of higher truth, understanding the mysteries, being able to influence people and inspire people by the way he understands the higher principles. And so clearly another role, another function is inspiring, right? He inspires us with that crown chakra activation, particularly with the line 5. This is a very influential line. This is a being that understands and is a vehicle for the understanding of these higher principles. Gate 24, line 2 in Uranus. He is unusual in that way. But here to be able, again, individual circuitry to understand things, conceptualize things in a way, and then share them, 1156, through his natural channel, in a way that inspires other. He's an inspirational being by design. The 6447, 1156, you know, he can, he's able to natally, you know, really have come to understand some things and put them together in a way where people can understand them. And so you add to that this contemplative channel of the 6124, the contemplator, the influential awareness of universal higher principles. So this is a very awake Pope. You know, he has the role to play as leader. He's also got gate 1 and gate 13 activated on the yellow diamond, and gate 13 is the listener, it's the counselor, it is the one who is safe to tell the secrets to, empathetic role of being able to integrate and digest experience intensely from all places, the past, the people, his own, and then have this optimistic view and wisdom of how to use the past and the stories and the reflection to guide us forward. So, you know, he has the one as well in the North Node and in Venus Exalted. He's one of a kind. He has a lot of light in him. This is Venus Exalted, line 2. Love is light. Love as light. So, you know, you can feel that love in him, both on a spiritual level and on a very personal level. Beautifully defined emotional system, available intimately. Gate 55, line 6 as well on the emotional system. A lot of emotional awareness, a lot of heartfulness and devotion through 55, the capacity to have the heart pierced open. So we have a very personalized, available, loving, human Pope, and we have a very enlightened leader, strong with his convictions, willing to stand up against anything. With the 2838, like Gandhi did, like Martin Luther King, because it's right, and to be guided in his actions, and empowered to follow his convictions. Deep student of truth, vibrationally will change, probably change the direction of the church, as well with the 214, and inspire us all. Really, as he has certainly done to me, as I said in his natal return, I am moved by this man. And of course, as I look at this, I understand now more deeply, of course, why. Gate 7, line 1 in Mars, role of the leader. You know, this is a strong man. This is a strong person. Wow, yep. Beautiful. As always, as I feel the design in him, I am moved by it. And its sincerity, and its expansiveness, and how fortunate we are to have this being in charge of some of the organization of the Catholic Church. So once again, the Saturn return indicates a high sensitivity as well emotionally. Let's not forget gate 36, line 5, Saturn return, Sun identity, connecting up with his natal 36-6, and gate 6-5, Saturn return Earth, connecting up with, or sitting right on top of is probably a better way to describe it, conjunct gate 6-6. So what makes him different is his emotional awareness, his personal feeling. He feels the suffering. He wants the unity. It matters to him. This is a feeling guy. And he might be quiet and not, you know, with the 1222, this is not, this is a monk kind of energy. But wow, what a deep, deep feeling center. And he's moved to act from it. Emotional manifester. Know that deep inside, this man has tremendous feelings and depth of emotion, and can shake things up, you know, because he feels it. And he's got that 2838 that's stubborn. He won't get thrown from his convictions. He'll stay strong on them. So that's the role of the Saturn return. We should expect to see him playing this out, well through the rest of his life. They last for about 28 years, so we're very fortunate that we get a good chunk of this Saturn return activation from this man. He also obviously showed this as cardinal in South America. I'm not sure when he became cardinal, but this went into effect in 1995. And I'm sure we would see, some correlation to that as he was destined, to be this empathetic, kind, unique, driven by his principles, modest, available being. Anyway, no more effusing over this being. My goodness. My Catholic roots coming out here. Much love to everyone. I hope this has been an interesting reading for you. Your Saturn return is available for two times. If you're more around the age of 28, then that would be your first Saturn return. If you're more around the age of 58, then that's your second Saturn return. Any time within those cycles, within the 7 years, they're like 28 years apart. So there are cycles as well that come about every 7 years that will be a way that you can connect with where you were in your last Saturn return cycle. So we can think back about those times in our lives and then see how that theme, if you knew your Saturn return, that theme was a major theme for those 28 years, like a major theme. And then in the 7 year cycles, we can also look back and see every 7 years we can look back, and I can look at that as well with you and kind of integrate wherever you are in your cycle. So you don't have to have your Saturn return done on the day of the Saturn return. It really does explain out the one of your major, Saturn is like where you have to work hard to get great result, but it is work, and it's our role, and it's a very significant planet to understand in our life's journey. I know for me, I had my son. I had the intimacy channel activated, and I can tell you that for the last 25 years of my life, I have dedicated a tremendous amount of my life force toward my single parenting of my son. And it's been hard in moments, and groomy. Saturn grows us. It grows us. It teaches us. It's our teacher. Sometimes a hard teacher. Sometimes it just takes a lot of effort to apply the teachings of Saturn. But the benefits are vast. Usually at the end of a Saturn cycle, we can really look back and go, wow, look at what that gave me. Look at what that was. in my life. So I highly recommend everyone understand their Saturn cycles. And as always, I send you my love and blessings, and really do look forward to connecting with you here. If we should be able to do that and you feel drawn by your design, of course, check into your own design and what parts of that that give you your decision-making process to see if this is a right reading for you. And if you would like to know that right role and where that extra efforting, that steady efforting and enduring areas are in your life with these two cycles, please call me or write me, email me as usual, and I will get back to you as soon as I can and take advantage of the discount, because this is what I'm discounting this time around. All right. Much love. Bye-bye.